Last time on Ethernautica. Intent on a mid-air transatlantic heist, Margaret Van Fleet, Rose Worthington, and a group of hired mercenaries have boarded a cargo airship on its way to the United States. One of these mercenaries, Face Gentry, after being captured by a gigantic mad scientist aboard the ship, has escaped his clutches. Just as Astron Mistral, another of the group's hired specialists, drops a crane on a couple of henchmen following Margaret, unwittingly causing the device to land on Margaret as well.
It slams down,
mm-hmm.
and basically kills outright guy with the knife, and I'm a goon.
Mm-hmm.
They are crushed. You are caught by the back of it. You are not killed. I'm going to say you are just simply limping. And I'm going to put that, I want you to put that on your consequences mild. Put
hurt leg.
I'll look over and I'll be like, oops. And I would like, like put my hands up in a shrugging motion, just a little bit too soon.
Yeah.
Well, Rose was a little bit behind them, so she probably just sees this come crashing down, and she's like, and she's running over to help Margaret, not maybe knowing what all has happened yet.
So just as you got, like, the two other minions, mark my words, and miscreant.
That's so good.
Run up and trying to like just trying to pull their fellow comrades out.
Are they by the hook?
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I'm going to be looking up to the crane box and like pointing at the two who are by the hook now. I'm like sitting on my butt, like clutching my leg with one arm and pointing my gun at the other two, looking up at the crane,
pointing at them.
Got it.
You just wave that gun around too much.
Kill around.
So as the two, Mark and whatever the other guy's name was, get to the crane, can I move the crane back to
try to
them.
Swing it into them?
Yeah. Just be like, oh no, hold on, let me help.
Okay. I'm gonna say this begins a conflict, because holy shit. Alright, so everyone who is involved with this, that is
me, I have
you,
my gun out.
Rose and Red is there. So everyone just give me a quick roll. Let's see where everyone lines up.
Okay, just this flat roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
The flat roll and add your quick. Miscreant and mark my words. Go first, then Ash, Margaret, and then Rose. And I'm not going to give the bodies a turn, so... They're just fucking dead.
To be fair, they were helping the bodies. And what initiated this combat was Ash's swinging of the crane. So the crane is coming at them, so shouldn't that be like a surprise attack?
They are about to dodge, and they'll deal with what's going on here. No. Yeah, these guys are goons. They don't have very much in help. They will take... go ahead and give me... what was the damage on that? What was the roll that you did for the move? I don't think you did one.
No, I didn't do a roll for the move yet.
Okay.
Would it be flashy or forceful? Which would you prefer?
Which one's better for you?
Forceful.
Say
this
go for it.
All right.
Go ahead and roll that.
The total is 4.
Okay. Total is 4. You killed one of them, and that was the. It's just these guys aren't that strong right now. None of them is meant to be taking this kind of damage. I didn't think the crane would come into combat.
Good thinking, Xander.
I am so hoping that the big dude that's chasing Face comes running down the hall.
I hope he does too, for very different reasons.
Miscreant manages to dodge, and it is... I'm going to say that was your turn. So yeah. It goes to Margaret. What is Margaret doing?
I'm going to start shooting.
Okay. Man, I need to get one of these. I need to always be in a Zeppelin killing people.
Okay, so can I add another... Can I add another aspect?
What is your aspect? What would you like?
Margaret's kind of crazy.
Okay. I had not
We're all
noticed.
A little bit mad.
Okay.
You can write that one down. Go ahead. We're all a little bit mad.
We are all mad here.
Yeah. So you can tap into to that aspect for a fate point.
So yeah, I want to just start unloading my gun at people.
Go for it.
So, like, I don't know how guns work in this game.
You shoot, and you declare an attack, and then you declare how you're attacking.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, are you aiming? Are you just shooting wildly? I'm not sure forceful would work unless you're jamming the gun.
I'm going to be flashy about it.
Okay.
So nice. I'm basically going to be trying to do, like, headshots.
Kill that miscreant.
I'm going to kill the miscreant, yes. So that's two plus two.
Four.
And then can I invoke my crazy we're all mad here thing?
Sure, give me another fate point.
Okay, take that.
Okay.
So now I have one.
And that's a total of? That would be plus two for the fate point.
So six.
Six. Nice. Yeah, straight through that person's
eye,
and...
I want to bin Laden him.
Yeah, there's a fucking eyeball just falls down in front of, like right through the head.
So in other words, I shot through one eye and the other eye just popped out of sympathy.
Yes.
Wow.
God damn it.
You just rolled a natural one. I don't know why you rolled that.
One other person showed up.
Oh, okay.
And it is, like, rounding around the corner, chasing after a half-naked, bloody face. You see a huge, basically what looks like a 7 foot tall dwarf from a D&D wearing a lab coat, carrying the biggest fucking knife that you've ever seen somebody one hand. Yeah, and so that has entered the field, and I'm going to add that with, ooh, okay, so he's at one. So I guess he would be going just before Rose.
Has face not...
I forgot to add you. So go ahead and roll me a quick. Let's see where you land in this.
Alrighty.
And up.
Hopefully faster than the person who's chasing you.
Yes.
I got a two.
Yeah. Oh,
fastest of everyone.
Okay, so you'll get to, you're just evading at the moment, so you'll come in at the next, the top of the order next round. But you just arrived, and you've brought the party to everybody. The doctor, huge, wielding a knife, sees what's just happened, and he stops, looks at everybody, and puts down his bag.
Okay, pretty sure I know what's going on here.
And starts taking out, like, removes from the bag a very large, looks like a bandolier of copper cylinders, and says,
"Time to take some samples."
And charges out. Who's he gonna attack? There's only so many people.
But there's lots of corpses.
Oh yes, but he can't. Like, he needs quiet. He needs he needs silence when he's working. So, sorry, Margaret. the person closest to him. Face.
He would recognize me.
He would.
Yeah.
Oh, then that's exactly why he's attacking you.
Yeah. And the feelings are very mutual.
Okay. So, he is going to attack you. Oh, man, he's going to attack you.
I wonder if he's going to attack you.
I don't think he will.
He is hitting you.
I think he's just going to leave her alone.
Go ahead and roll me a defense. And this would be probably, you can put it as quick or...
I'm down on the ground holding my leg.
So, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're,
you're in pants,
can I defend
you can roll
with bullets?
No, that would be an attack.
Damn it! But you know, the best defense is a good offense.
You want to write that down as an aspect?
Tap it. Yes, I really do.
Go ahead and
best defense.
You gotta try to block him with bullets.
Is kill everything.
I would accept that as an excellent Margaret. Fucking goddamn.
I just wanna say that the way I wrote it down is best defense is to kill everything. 3 exclamation points with smiley faces on the bottom.
Go ahead and roll me a defense, because he's coming at you with 6.
Okie dokie.
Ooh.
3, 4, 5. I'm going to spend my last fate point.
Now, you can technically just accept a take stress. This is like the difference. You can absorb the difference.
Yeah.
So go ahead, and that would be a difference of 1, I believe. So you go ahead and mark off your stress point box, and these go away at the end of the encounter. So you just
okay.
He comes down, and you just unload one of your pistol into the oncoming blade, and it gets deflected just enough.
Oh no, I would have been aiming for his head.
Well, you've deflected his head just enough. And he comes staggering past you. And he's like, he says,
"Muggers, are you?"
And he's got bullet wounds coming off the side of his head. He's like,
"Is that you, Margaret?"
"Hello, Dr. Ox. I'm so glad to see you again." Meanwhile, I'm saying this through my gritted teeth. My grin is just very angry. I'm smiling very angrily right now and just firing my gun very vindictively.
Okay, so there is actual combat happening right now. Everyone is here. I have manipulated the battlefield in order to make one combat. So there is the...
It's Rose. Oh. Rose goes next.
Oh, wait, because that's first.
Yeah, you're the last.
I am last.
Sorry.
Where's the crane in position between everyone?
It's behind Margaret and between Margaret and Rose.
And on top of the dead bodies.
So is...
Yeah, it's on top of a few dead bodies.
Can I see Dr. Ox?
You can see him.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he's big. Even over the crane, you can see him.
Okay.
And he seems to be having a casual conversation with an old friend. So, we are at Rose's turn, bottom of the order.
Oh, right.
What shall Rose be doing?
You have your sword out.
No, I had my hand on the sword. I had my gun out.
Ah, yes.
And there's only the one enemy, and he's at a distance. So I think I will take the time to aim.
Sure. And so that would be careful.
Yes.
You can if you're going to aim, specifically aim, that means that you're creating an advantage.
Yes.
So go ahead.
Do I careful. Use? Okay, that's why I was...
Carefully roll.
Ooh, 1.
You got a 1?
Yeah.
I would say that seems fine. Just average 1. You're just standing there.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Nope.
I'm going to say that gives you a boost +2 for your next attack.
Which will be shooting him on my next turn, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's Face's turn, right?
Who's? Face. Yes. Face.
What's around me?
What is around
love.
You? You have dashed past... You're surrounded by love. You are...
Okay, what's around me that I can use in this situation?
I would imagine there'd be crowbars lying around.
There is bits of wood. There is dead bodies. Whatever was on them. Guns. There's guns on the ground.
But they have had rifles?
Guns everywhere.
I'm going to say they just have a general rifle, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you're dashing past Margaret. That's where I put you. You're around where the crane had landed.
Okay. There are boxes around us, right? Can I read what is written on the boxes to know what's inside?
Oh, yes. Sure. Why not? So it says produce. On the map, you guys are technically at around P, column P, for the crates. And this particular crate... For P, for produce. It's kind of lined up there.
Okay. I want to grab both a gun and a crowbar as I'm running past, and I want to use the crowbar to break open the box to try and create an aspect cleanup on aisle P.
I like it. I like it. Go ahead and roll it out. Roll it out for me.
Okay.
This is either clever or forceful.
Okay, let's do clever. So I rolled a 3 on the dice and I have I did swashbuckler, so plus two, so it's a plus five overall.
Okay. You swing around as you grab the gun and smack the edge of this crate. And the whole face part, the whole front, falls down to the ground. And what falls out of the crate are cylinders. Big, heavy, coffin-sized cylinders. Steel. And so, definitely, there is stuff on the field. And I'm going to say that you guys get two free uses of that one. If whoever wants to use that as for cover or whatever you guys can think of. So we'll put that on the field.
So these are big steel pipes? Or...
I'm going to say they look like big steel pipes.
Do I know what they are?
Oh, I think you haven't... This is happening behind you, so I'm not sure if you're...
I'm dealing with
You're
ox.
Dealing with an ox man at the moment, so...
If you have a moment. Okay, so...
So it's two uses of a plus two?
Two uses of a plus two, but what do you want to do with these gigantic coffin-sized steel containers?
I don't know yet. Just wanted to make sure that I knew what options I had available.
Yeah, these are two free uses for you guys. However okay. you want to manage that.
I imagine that's the end of my turn, though, because that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'd say you moved over a little further away. And you you unlocked something that I didn't think was going to happen. So, there you go.
Glad I could help.
There you go. I like it. I love it. So, going down the list, dead body, Ash.
Yeah, so, what I would like to do is I would like to bring the crane back up all the way. Right?
Okay.
And I want to... move the crane machine over the metal pipe shape objects.
Uh-huh.
And if I could, try to pick one up with the crane.
Okay. That doesn't seem too hard at all. What are you trying to do with it?
What I want to do with it, because I think moving, because I would have to move past the boss, I guess, right?
It's technically behind, like, Ox and Margaret are in front of, are, I'd say, to the right of it, and the steel pipe cylinder things are to the left of it.
To be fair, I'm on the ground and Ox is standing, and it's 7 feet tall.
He's right on top of you, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's above.
So then I will want to grab the metal pipes, right?
Okay.
And if I can, you know, manipulate the crane enough to where I can, like, twist it to have the long pipe be facing to where I can then, I guess on my next turn, I don't know if I can do it now, ram it into the Oxman, like, to stab him with a pipe.
That is a free use of an advantage. Yeah.
To be fair, these things, can I describe the dimensions of these things a little better?
Sure.
Okay, so it's not like a narrow, skinny pipe. It would be like you could crawl... If this pipe were open on both ends, which they are not, you could crawl inside of them.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be okay, so much stabbing as bludgeoning?
It would be, yeah, it would be like smashing.
Okay, I was picturing like a pretty big one, but that sounds really big. But I still want to do the thing.
Okay.
I guess I'll bludgeon him.
So go ahead and give me a careful roll, I'm assuming?
And
or what?
Question, I would like to add an aspect...
Okay.
That I call crane game.
Nice.
Give me a fate point, and we can handle this.
Okay. So what do fate points do? Like, does that just get added to my?
It allows you to use the aspect.
Okay. So then I go down.
Is that right?
I'm gonna say.
Then I go down two fate points.
We'll go with that as a general machinery kind of thing. Crane game.
And I guess this would be clever.
Yep. And I'm going to have to do a defense on this one. So, okay, so roll it.
That's either good or bad.
Could be either.
Oh. All right, so I rolled four pluses.
Yes!
And my clever is plus three, so that's a total of seven.
And then if you're using one of the invokes of clean up an aisle,
that's another plus two.
That's another plus two, so you have a plus
three. And then what does my aspect give me?
That was you have to spend a fate point to do that.
And he
yeah,
did.
I'll spend
he did.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So does that make it a 10? Does it add anything to it?
Yeah.
That makes it an additional plus 2, 11. So plus 11.
I have an 11. This is stupid.
I can't see.
He got 3 negatives and a positive.
Okay, so we're starting
yes.
out.
Yes.
We're starting out
at minus 2.
This is brilliant.
Wow.
Yes. Dr. Ox needs to die.
Holy shit.
And considering the mass of this individual, this is probably just, will just do it.
He's gonna have to take, oh shit. I'm gonna give him the consequence, massive head trauma.
Okay, so as I hit him.
And.
I'll scream for everybody. Duck! And scream it over the loud machinery.
So, he takes massive head trauma. I'm marking off the 3 and the 1. Because he just evened out on that. You hit him for a full solid 10. And he's got nothing
Damn.
Else to deal with. Yeah, he's slow as heck and big and not very maneuverable, apparently, when somebody hits him with... High or low, Rose? High or low?
Low.
Low?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No. No, it's nothing bad's happening.
Wait, okay. Unless you're Dr. Ox.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He is messed up a bit. But
good.
He's still there. He took his consequence, massive head trauma, and that is going to stay for quite a while. That's like, yeah, you can't get rid of the severe trauma, the severe consequence. Until a while, he's gonna be like, it's gonna last so long that by the time we meet him in our game, he's still gonna be wearing a Band-Aid.
Oh, is he?
It's like
he just got hit with a coffin.
Okay, so
right to
do
the
we
head.
Have any other enemies to deal with right now?
3 guys are about to show up, and they are they're coming in at
no.
don't worry, they're just like... goons.
Margaret, high or low?
Hi.
Good. They're coming in on Rose's side.
Okay. Well...
Don't worry, we have a crane.
That's right.
I could just drop the thing on him.
I spent my entire turn aiming, no and now right. I suspect he is no longer where I was aiming at.
Well, that's okay. I would tell you to keep
he's still,
shooting.
He's pretty much right there.
That's okay.
For game's sake, he's pretty much right there.
So... These guys
put them as a Ooh. Group. Goons.
I'm looking forward to the other goons coming in because
okay,
then I can use
so
my stun.
Whose turn is it?
It's Margaret's turn.
Okay, even if I can see the goons right now, I'm going to ignore them and mm-hmm. continue shooting Dr. Ox. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get up. If he's down on the ground and if he is unconscious, I'm going to put my pistol in his mouth and shoot him.
He looks like he's making out with the end of this tube
and it's just like a stop. He is so big, it kind of just...
Even with the weight of the crane, it just stopped on his head. And he hurts. You can see the little like trickles of blood coming down. But you're going to do what now?
Well, okay, so if he's still standing, I am going to like get up to a crouching position. I am going to stick my gun at his junk, and I'm going to fire.
Holy fuck. Okay.
No, I am going to slam my gun into his junk
okay.
and fire.
Okay. This is definitely forceful.
Yeah, definitely forceful.
I'm not gonna let you roll anything else but that. Because holy shit.
Can I add, we're all mad here for this, and spend my last fate point?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And I haven't figured out how to invoke negatives onto you guys. Like, you can get fate points back by self-invoking your own weaknesses.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where that would be for you, because it's all positives.
I should have picked We're All Mad Here as a negative.
So,
Oh, what did you roll?
-1.
-1.
And I have a 0 in forceful.
0 in forceful.
And I just invoked 2, so that's a 1.
That's a 1. Okay, let's see where Doc Ox falls in.
Ooh!
-2. Starting out at -2. And let's see. Quick. Probably have to be quick. So -2. He just evens out at 0.
So he has a +1.
So he has to take. He doesn't have anything else that can give him any benefit unless fate way too strong, mentally unstable, science experiment. No. He's going to have to take a stress. He still has two consequence slots left, but he can be dealt... Like, he has been thoroughly shot in the junk.
Good.
Oddly enough, only did two stress. Wasn't much there to begin with. We'll learn something new every day. Okay, so that was Margaret. Now it goes to Ox. Ox will deal with what's happening to him right now. He has 4 fate points to deal with, and he is going to grab Margaret. And you will defend probably with... so he's going to... Let's see how hard it is. What do you got to deal with here? So that's 1 plus his stunt of +2. And this is a good time to come up with new stunts, by the way.
New stunts?
Yeah, you could come up with new stunts to deal with stuff. You get a total of 3 that you could make. So he's going to do, let's see. That was forceful, so that was 1 plus 2. He's at a 3, and he'll force an aspect way too strong and give himself a +2, so that's a 5.
So he's grabbed me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I need to find a way to resist this?
Yes.
Can I use the best defense is kill everything?
You'd have to have a fate point.
Damn it.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
you technically haven't been damaged other than the moderate.
Does he still have his giant knife?
Yes.
Can I be distracted by his giant knife and lose a turn?
I would say that would invoke... Yeah, you could say that'll go up against your...
So I'm straining against this man, like... Ah! Ah!
Oh,
Like, it's like, ooh, is that a Liston knife?
Yeah, so he's like, I grabbed you by the throat, and you're just like, ah, yeah, and they're like, ooh, shiny knife, and it just catches your eye, and it's getting closer.
Uh-huh.
But...
Yeah, so I'm in peril, but I don't care, because, ooh, shiny and sharp.
So you have to figure out how to deal with 6 stress. The shifts, so you can put it in, so you're being crushed.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, like, there's a, on the consequences, there's 2, 4, and 6. 6 doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
2 will go away at the end of this encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And 1, 2, and 3will get cleared as well. So you can just technically take all stress or a moderate and a 2 or however you want to add those numbers.
So how do I roll, what do I roll for my resisting of the crushing?
Oh, how do you want to deal with that? Forceful, quick, trying to just like squirm your way out?
Just forceful, I guess, just like through sheer force of will, yeah.
Okay, roll that.
0.
Okay, 6. You have to deal with 6.
God damn it. Okay, so if I check in these stress things, mm-hmm. that takes care of
that
5.
That takes care of 6.
Oh, but it's only a 2 and a 3.
Okay, yeah, so go ahead and... That takes care of, no, you can't, you would have to use,
You have to do a moderate.
You'd have to, it has to add up to at least that much.
Oh, okay.
So you have to take a moderate and a 2.
I already have a 2. I have hurt leg.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Okay, you'd have to do a moderate and the stress 2 box.
Okay, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, I'd say, clutched larynx.
Clutched.
Crushed.
C-L.
Nice.
Clushed larynx.
Yeah, write it with a write it with an accent.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, that is his turn. He's dealing with some old aggressions.
Mm-hmm.
Like getting real close and saying, "Oh, you're so much better when you can't talk."
Oh.
Okay. So that goes to Rose.
All right, so my question is, are these other goons that are joining us, are they already here and haven't acted yet, or have they not appeared yet?
They have appeared around, they've rounded the corner, and they see the engagement, and they're going to come in on the top of the next turn.
Okay, so I can't interact with them yet?
You can, you see them.
I was just saying, I'm like, at this point...
You can shift around and just fire at them if you want.
Well, I would use my Dance of Death since there's multiple enemies.
Mmm, okay.
All right, so I see them coming... There's all kinds of stuff going over there with Margaret and Ox, and I'm nervous about shooting into that. So I'm instead going to pull my sword and twirl towards the new enemies, doing my dance of death, which is gun in one hand, sword in the other. Boom, boom, boom.
Give me a fate point. And they will try to defend themselves.
Are you effing kidding me? 2.
0.
Oh, yay! I rolled a negative. That's all I got on the dice.
They start at -2 at life, self-preservation. When death comes their way, they're not very good at dealing with that. They're supposed to stay away from the fight and shoot you. But you brought the fight to them.
Yes. So, sword and gun.
Yes,
boom, boom,
my my write-up for them is 9 to fivers, faint smell of ham.
This is not the one.
-2 on observation and life planning. So,
they have taken 2. You hit them twice? You hit them for 2,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't get fate points. They just fucking die. You
neat.
Crawl through them with gun and blade swirling around, and you leave in their you leave in their path a rose-shaped hole where they used to be, and it just falls down. No blood on you. The blood just seems to have been hovering around you, and as you stop, the blood falls to the ground, and you're completely clean. You're way too fucking good at this.
And
this is why you and Margaret are friends.
Yes.
Ash, high or low?
High.
Okay. A group of 4 have emptied onto the edge on the either of your on the end of your crane. They saw what you were doing. They need to deal with you, and they are heading toward you at the moment. And then we go to the top of the order, which I believe
is Face.
Is Face,
because the other guys who were supposed to be there are now dead.
And goons don't last that
long in this game. So Face,
you are.
Hench is going to be a ghost town at the end of this.
Give me a careful check.
I don't want
to. I just need you to do me this solid. Just this once.
I don't want to. Can I roll anything else?
This has nothing to do with your action. I just need you to roll a careful.
I mean, that's fine. I have a +0 in careful. That's why I want to roll literally anything else.
Think of this as a...
I got a 0.
You got a 0.
Yep. Don't forget to add your 0 to that 0.
Okay.
yeah. That's with it included.
Okay. You are currently surrounded by cylinders. There you go. And... What do you want to do?
Can I see what's in these cylinders, or are they just cylinders?
Okay, now you're actually investigating them. Okay, what you just did was, what I just had you roll was your passive. At a glance, did you notice? But you want to investigate them? How would you do that? How would you approach that?
I don't know. Do they have, like, a window on them or anything?
They do.
Or is it just, like, a solid cylinder?
They do have a window on one end.
I'm going to look inside the window.
Okay. You see a woman. And
what does she look like?
Let's see. Rose, what
paint me a word picture, stylist.
Rose, what does Rose look like?
She's about 5'7", brown hair, tied up in a bun.
You're taller than Astrin.
Yeah.
Astrin's 5'2".
She's wearing the uniform, has her gun belt with the sword and the...
Okay. Exactly like that, but unconscious.
And without the sword belt and gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wearing the blue uniform.
Yes.
Okay. Seeing that...
Exactly.
Face is going to say... Rose, you don't happen to have a twin sister, do you? Because I think I found her.
Not the last time I checked.
Can Margaret interject here with...
There are... In the pile that you see, there are
5 of these? At least.
Do they all have copies of Rose in them?
Indeed. Well, one's rolled over onto the side, but, you know...
All right, so I do want to say I don't appreciate this brand step on it. making duplicates of your character. Come on now. That's my thing. I don't really know what else to do. I don't know if that was my full turn or if I can still do something.
A full I'd say a full investigation of what's going on in these tubes was probably took your turn in the combat.
I just want to make sure what's canon and what's not. I haven't paid them yet, right?
They technically, if you haven't paid them, you haven't paid them yet.
Yeah. The way I would work is if I die, nobody gets paid.
Ooh, yeah.
See, Face would have demanded half payment up front.
And where would you have put this money?
I would have put it in my personal account because it would have been before we left to go on this mission.
I love how you're talking about finances while one person's getting strangled to death.
This is the perfect time to talk about finances.
And you're surrounded by cryo chambers.
Yeah, this is like a standard business day for Margaret. So, seriously? No, I mean, is there anything I could have held over you to like get you to like be here? Like, because Margaret would have loves to like just
give yourself.
Don't worry, I will be helping. You're being choked out, right?
All right. So yeah, I paid half, but you're not getting the other half if I die.
So I'm gonna say, do you have any more aspect points aspects left?
Me?
Face? Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
Go ahead. Like, what do you think about putting in always on the job?
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good one. You could tap in onto that one for benefits. And yeah, so that will go to Ash. You are still in the crane. You are being about to be pursued by goons. And if you happen to be an adventuring steampunk stereotype, you can apparently destroy them in one turn.
Well, I am very ambitious, but... So I'm going to use my last two fate points to do something, because I've been wanting to do this, so I want to provoke my... Oh, this is my, trouble. I don't know how that works. But I want to do compelled to help, as Margaret is being, you know, harmed right below me.
Okay, and how you want to do that?
So what I want to do is I want to jump down.
Okay.
And nice. I want to provoke that aspect and also my other aspect of I have an invention for that.
Okay, I like this. All right, so...
I wonder if he has anything for a crushed larynx.
So what do you... Okay, so paint me a picture and we'll see what you need to do.
Okay, so I want to jump down.
Ooh, could you land on Dr. Ox?
That's what I'm doing.
Here,
I'm going to paint this word picture. So I would like Ash to... Like, look left, look right, see that, you know, goons are coming, and she's just like, aboard ship, and just jumps down to come to Margaret's, like, safe, grab from, you know, her belt a, like, picture brass knuckles, but because they're one of her inventions, it's kind of sparking,
okay.
To jump down and punch the Dr. Ox back in the head. Like, and do this as quickly as possible. Like, just go, whoop, whoop, whoop.
I'm gonna say you get the last free use of the steel, because his head is still technically on that, right next to that thing. So you gotta punch him in the back of the head. So give me the roll for that.
Okay. Can I use my stunt as well? Which is jump to save?
Yeah.
All right. So my base is 5, plus 2, so 7, and... another plus 2 for my aspect, right? So that's... Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
I got 3 pluses and a blank. It's real nice. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Does compel to help do anything?
Yeah, you spent for that one, yeah. So.
Okay, so then I have 0 points now for using that trouble. So that's 9. 10, 11. That's 11.
Dr. Ox, or should I say the former?
Dr. Ox.
Let's go of Margaret's throat. Slumps to the ground. And the back of his head has a person sticking out of it. There is, like, just sparks cooking the back of this person's head. And your hand might be a little stuck, but... He's dead. He's super dead. And yeah, there's no other way to say it. You just brained this fucker. It's just gone.
All right, so and, over this guy's corpse with my hand stuck in the back of his head, just look and go, well, that was a momentary lapse of judgment. Really wanted to take some notes before, you know. Can I get some help?
So
as I'm like trying to pull my hand out.
So it's not Margaret's turn, but before I do anything, I'm like just like panting and holding my throat, but also my other hand is like on my chest, like half swooning, looking at you. Like I'm so thankful for you for many reasons.
There is, from what you see, a like where this place where
what's the turn order?
Oh, we're out of combat.
Oh.
So that pretty much ended combat. The other guys have to get down.
Right, because Rose killed all the goons.
Yeah. And then we avoided the last bit of combat. And so, yeah, combat is ended. If you have any stress in your boxes, clear those out. Anything in the mild consequence goes away as well.
Well, if we're out of combat, I am going to help Xander's character's name, Ash?
Astron, or Ash.
Ash.
Yeah.
Although I'll probably get it wrong and call you Alex or Alice or something.
Atlas,
yes, I'll call you Atlas. And I'm going to help Atlas by freeing them, by cutting off Dr. Ox's head with his own Liston knife, so that we can take the head with us.
Oh my god.
Yeah, secrets abound inside of this melon.
Also, I really, 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 really hate this guy.
So, you are surrounded by caskets, silver caskets with windows in them.
What's Face doing?
Face is the only one who's observed what's inside the caskets
so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have very little time before the guards come back. But what does what do you guys do?
I'm looking to Margaret. Like this is our opportunity to get whatever we came for.
Have I sawed through the neck bone yet?
Oh, I'm pretty sure this thing went right through.
Okay. Yeah. So after that, I'm like, I still can't talk because I have a crushed larynx, but I'm just gesturing with my gun in the direction that I think our target is.
Okay.
I didn't use all my fate points. I'd be like, I have something for this.
So, from what you can tell as far as the positioning, the covered tarps are right behind where this tarp with all of the caskets fell out. That's just past this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just past this crate.
Mm. Okay, so I'm going there.
If you want to inspect, yes.
Okay, so do I see what I'm looking for?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep inspecting crates, like inspecting with crowbars and eyeballs.
On the other side of this crate is just another false door. This was all just stuff to make it look like a crate was here.
Mm-hmm.
Behind it is a room,
mm-hmm.
a rather large room, like made of crates around the for walls. And there are several tables.
Mm-hmm.
With at least five more of these metal tubes,
mm-hmm.
and then a whole bunch of five tables
mm-hmm.
with bodies covered by a sheet.
By the way, I also stole the Liston knife.
Oh yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And at the back end is a large mound covered in another sheet.
I'm gonna run up to it and pull the tarp off.
Just running straight up.
Yep.
Straight over.
Yep.
Okay. No, there's balls to the wall.
Yeah, I don't care if there's booby traps. Fuck those traps.
Okay.
I'm Margaret Van Fleet, goddammit.
Pretty sure that's an aspect somewhere above. I'm Margaret God.
I think it's the mad one.
That's true. You all see her just make a mad dash for this huge mound at the back end of the chamber. And as she uncovers it, it is a rather big egg. The egg is pretty metallic.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say big.
It is a big metal egg, and you can't, like, you guys can't see it, but Margaret, she looks inside of the little port window at the front, and she sees. What does she see?
I see a man.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, 40s, 50, early 50s, with a mustache. And unfortunately, he's completely made out of crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone just caught on what's happening.
There.
I mean, I had an idea, but now I know.
Mm-hmm. And I sigh and pat the side of the capsule lovingly. And I'm very, encouraged by this, and I'm smiling, but not my usual mad grin. It's like almost a sad smile of relief.
It's currently on like a gurney,
a dolly,
a very big dolly, mm-hmm. And as you're having this touching moment with Crystal Daddy, there is a loud explosion.
Fuck.
And you hear a klaxon going off, and there is another explosion. And outside the windows of the cargo area, you
Can we see windows? They're outside.
They're outside. You can't see it, but they're everyone who didn't walk past all the bodies
just hanging by the entrance can see what looks like a very large vessel, almost as big as this one, but this one's very armed, very French. Very much
waving the Black Sun flag.
Yes. It is recognizable to Rose as... Oh, we haven't even had your moment yet. It is recognizable to Rose as... the ship of... What is Robert?
Albatross 2.
The Albatross 2.
Mm-hmm.
Or however you say 2 in French.
Do you notice the bodies?
I don't know.
I'd like you to give me a perception roll.
What approach is that?
Let's say careful.
I got a 4.
The moment you look
at one of these caskets, you see your face looking back at you.
I am surprised. I get closer to the capsule to make sure that I'm not seeing things, that it's not just a reflection.
You have an image in your mind of tentacles and remembering things. Remembering how things were supposed to happen and how this body isn't really feeling all that acclimated. You couldn't deal with how this particular body functioned. It wasn't the one you were supposed to be in. And unfortunately, it took a while to sink. But the only way you were able to do that was to pretend that you remembered who you were. This is the mission. And you have one particular thought in your mind at this time. It all kind of just comes in and then disappears, these thoughts. You need to get these off the ship. You need to get... This is pretty much the only thing that you can understand between the sense of smell and color that goes through your mind and ideas that just don't make sense to your brain. Did you just flip me off?
No.
Okay.
So, real quick, after I pat the thing and Rose is having an existential crisis, can I look around the room real quick and do a search for crystals?
There are several gurneys. Like, you can see this, you can take a look at this map. There is about 15 beds in this room alone, 5 of which look just like the ones that are poured outside. And the others are covered beds.
I'm going to totally ignore the bodies and just look for the crystal, like where the revivification is going on, and like yoink these out.
These tables with the other caskets have what looks like a port at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Ash, you're smart.
Give me a
give me a clever check.
I will do that.
And you could add any kind of machinery bullshit that you have.
Machinery Okay.
So, crane game?
Crane game. Well, I mean, yeah. I am an ambitious paranormal researcher.
Mm. Yeah. Give me a... Just give me a roll.
Also, have any of the characters present ever been to Vermont?
Total of 6?
Total of 6. I rolled 3 pluses, 1 blank, and then +3 for my clever.
People in the scientific world have heard rumors of mental transfers and whatnot. From what you can tell, you're looking at what might be a series of attempts to recreate this process. These crystals are where memories are stored, and you're seeing a lineup of at least 5. And there is a person for whatever reason, being carted around in a very big steel egg. But it doesn't look like they're actually frozen as though they've been actually petrified in crystal. There is a lot going on right now. And there is... You hear guards running past. A lot of them saying, "Get to the fucking lifeboats, it's Robert. I don't get paid enough for this. It's not in the union contract."
And holy shit, did that guy just get his head cut off?
There is several... You hear klaxons going off. And what sounds like the French national anthem...
Played over... No?
No.
No? Okay.
He's not that French. Okay. He's a nation unto himself.
Okay.
But he has lots of elan.
There's some loud, obnoxious music being played as harpoons are being launched at the ship.
Zushin will look around and be like, so I think it's time for us to go. Are we grabbing all this stuff? Talking to Margaret.
What do you want to grab?
So I can't talk yet, but I'm pointing at the egg and I'm pointing at the crystals.
I will go and I'll grab the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you guys are just hauling the egg, and where are you trying to go? There is several. There's several lifeboats out there. There's several lifeboats that you can try to escape in. Your ship is two decks up, I'd say.
I would try just to kill our way to a lifeboat and commandeer a lifeboat.
Yeah, I also vote lifeboat, and Face is going to pocket anything that looks valuable along the way.
So I want to picture what Ashran is doing. So in one arm is, I assume, a bunch of crystals, maybe in a bag of some kind. And then in her other hand, which is still inside the skull of Dr. Ox.
Ew.
Can you put your hand through his mouth?
It's in the back of his skull, right?
Well, that's okay. You can poke your fingers through his eye sockets.
Ew.
Which are
hell yeah.
And the machine is, and your device is still sparking, so you got this weird eyes lit up. So you guys are just pushing your way toward, no one's even paying attention to you anymore because they know who's outside.
Yeah.
And they know they're not going to live through whatever the hell that madman is dealing with. And you push your way over to a lifeboat and...
Also, I think we should probably take some of these cylinders. Can we, roll them along?
Yeah.
That's sure. Probably what Rose would have been focused
okay,
on.
Okay, so in my commanding way of doing things, so Rose is rolling cylinders.
That is, my impression was that was a priority for Rose, given the flashback.
Get these off.
Sorry, I interrupt your existential crisis. Do we want to go back and do that?
No.
This is what she is doing. Okay. Everyone else is pushing us up. She's rolling, a cylinder or two.
Okay, so who... So I'm guessing, Face, are you grabbing the big egg on the dolly?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Wait, what am I grabbing, then?
Your throat.
Oh, yeah. So I'm doing
that. You have
people
to do the hard stuff.
Can I, help Rose roll a second cylinder just in case?
Red is with us still, right?
That's right! We have minions!
That's true! You have a minion!
Wait,
that's right.
I have one. What happened to the other one? Is the other one still on
She's
the ship?
She's with the ship.
Well, the time has come.
Yeah. The time has come.
So I'm going to help. Me and Gertrude or whatever the hell.
His
or
name was.
Guy, whatever, the minion's name. And Rose and
Guy Fieri.
Me are all rolling cylinders. Face has the egg and the head of Dr. Ox. And some crystals are being carried off by Ash.
Yes.
So we're going towards a lifeboat.
And just as the lifeboat...
Most metal scene.
And just as the lifeboat explodes...
Damn it!
You see men traveling along these, just boarding through attack ships, just getting onto this. They've made their way onto the ship, and you see this... fanfare as two minions specifically dressed really extra fancy
color guards
blaring horns and the fanciest fucking pirate you've ever seen comes strutting out
he's wearing one of those admiral hats that's looks like a big fin on his fucking head with lots of tassels and feathers and bullshit.
So cool.
Mm-hmm. He's got a little pencil mustache.
Oh. And
such greatness.
I forget. Does he know Margaret?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Rose.
And he looks over with surprise as two of his favorite people are here.
Can I grab Ash's arm and, like, hold up the dead, severed head of Dr. Ox? Like, surprise, I brought you a surprise.
Say that with a crushed larynx.
No, I'm not going to, like, say it. I'm going to be doing this, like, I'm going to be smiling and pointing to it and holding up, like, the arm connected to the head.
And...
like, I brought you a gift.
He's briefly horrified as he sees this gesture of this, like, person being like, it's like, look, I brought you a composite human being. Look, the eyes light up. Squeeze it.
I make the lights glow.
And he cordially bows and gestures you into the ship and says, please join me for dinner.
I, like, curtsy even though I don't have a dress.
And he looks around, sees everything, and just gestures to all of his people to pick up the rest. And you see people pulling the egg into one of the into their ship.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm going to call it.
Oh my god. You guys.
Like, can someone get this off my hand, please?
Thank you guys for joining us.
For enjoying us.
Thank you for enjoying me.
Oh, I enjoyed you quite a lot.
I mean, it was okay, I guess.
Oh, my heart. My heart.
Eli, I'm kidding, Silas. Remark.
It's what I do.
So soon, Duray.
I had... And thank you, Eli, for playing Face, our not-copyrighted character from the A-Team. thank you, Xander, for playing Ashton, my favorite science nerd at the moment. Thank you, Deadline, for letting me GM for a session.
I didn't let you do anything. You took over in the hostile takeover.
You did.
Thank you for letting me do it.
Do you want to give them a chance to do any plugs?
And, yes, sure. And thank you, Kelly, for letting us violate your character.
Oh my gosh. So much stuff.
I'm Eli, as was mentioned. You can find me on Hoof and Sword. It is an actual play RPG podcast set in the My Little Pony universe using the Tales of Equestria system, as well as SHU Podcast, which is a canonical comic book universe that has four shows on one single feed. And you can find me on Twitter at @TheVikingBear__.
Yeah, so I'm Xander. I'm going to plug in the two things I do, which is I play a character called Neil Bartolomeo on the podcast Beyond the Abyss, which is a Lovecraftian modern day Cthulhu game. And I also play, or I run, a game called Heartbeats, which is a nice game, picture Harvest Moon and Animal Crossing meets D&D. But you can find me on Twitter at Adept Xander.
Excellent.
Yay.
Kelly, anything you'd like to plug?
I'm Kelly. You can find me on a show called Ethernautica. you can actually also find me once a month on the Guildcast's Heroes of Cypher, Vixens of the Void. And you can find me on Twitter at MightBeKelly.
And I am Double Deadline. You can follow me on Twitter at @Double_Deadline. And also on this other show called Ethernautica, which you can find at one. Ethernautica.
That one's a good show. I think it's great. Everyone should listen to that one. And I am your temporary GM stylist. You can find me at Hey Laughing Boy on Twitter. And I am also the DM of a game called Dragon Ball Rebellion. And you can find that game at Dragon Ball Rebel. And thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
And that'll be it.
And now I get my chair back.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
Great.
And that'll be the end of it.
I guess I now
my gosh.
Stop my recording.
Sure.
Yeah, alrighty, I'll do that.
Music used in this episode are used under Creative Commons and are from incompetech.com or freesound.org. All other music used is in the public domain. All information and credits and attributions are in the show notes. And thank you for joining us for this three-part special of Ethernautica. Bye!
I gave them tea and oxygen.
Okay. I gave you tea and oxygen. That's like a gracious host.
Yes.
There were two guards that were still between you and them. So
no,
there was,
they stayed
before.
Back.
Yeah, and where did you
And
go?
I was following them, but at a distance.
So okay, we're going like along the crate walls. She's staying to
the
outside.
Stayed.
Like
you guys were
the
behind, so there are two guards between you and the party that.
Okay, I think I was just confused about placement because I was following them.
Yeah,
but at a little bit of a distance. But the other guards,
stayed.
They were also
there. Was two that stayed.
I would have moved past them then. No,
well,
I'm so confused about
you
placement.
You can try to.
So we, I came in here as a distraction. Rose would have walked along the outside. Mm-hmm.
And they've just stood there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're there, we're here.
I had been between...
Yeah, but when did you get past the other two guards?
I said I was following,
okay,
and you never
yeah.
said I had to deal with them, so I didn't know.
I didn't think that you would, you were, like, when you said following, I missed
it. I did the whole follow me bullshit, but I made it look like I was telling those two guards, but I was also telling Rose to follow us.
Okay. I'm gonna say
to glory.
Here's how it went out. Here's
to
how
glory.
It went down.
Huh?
All like you three went forward. Mm-hmm. The other two took a little bit of time, but they were just wandering around. And you were hanging back behind those two.
Okay, that's okay.
And kind of sneaking your way from beam to from support beam to support beam, hiding. Red, kind of just walking out in the open, like we're in disguise.
I would have just been walking because.
Yeah.
But okay, whatever.
Okay, so.
It doesn't matter. At this point, I'm running forward to check on Margaret.
Because cranes have just smashed coworkers.
Yeah. The two coworkers...
Plus two.
Plus two. And Margaret, what's your quick? Margaret?
Huh?
What's your
one.
Okay.
So that was that was including.
No, what's
no,
your...
No, what is your
on
basic
the...
attribute?
My basic attribute is one.
Okay.
I rolled two pluses and two minuses, so it comes out to a one.
I'll go ahead and put Ash first. And... Let's see. That's one, two. And so, wow. Okay, yeah. Believe that was Miscreant. Miscreant and... Okay, Guy with a Knife is dead, and I'm very sad about that.
Well, think of it this way. Something went in him.
And Mark. Where does Mark go? Mark goes right next to her. So...
Boom.
Yes, Deadline's gonna have a lot of fun lining all this up.
It's all right. I've had worse.
That's what she said.
Deadline, just to let you know, like on mine, I started it right before the mark, so it should still
nice.
Be synced up
Thank
pretty
you.
Well.
Cool. And at least one of you is considerate. Minus two fate points to Xander. No.
Minus two fate points to me. Okay.
Oh, by
That's
the
cool.
way,
I can do that.
Hey, Xander, are
yeah.
you interested in also being part of our next one shot on the 19th?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
cool.
down for that.
If
awesome.
This character survives,
do
it
I
might
get
be a, the same character?
No. Do I get a new character? Because I
yes.
prefer. Okay, because I don't want to do Astrid again.
Okay.
No,
just because this is the fifth iteration of Astrid.
Oh.
That's fair.
Be, like a dude character for once.
Okay.
What I need to do.
Deadline's running the next one, and it's going to be a completely different setup.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, but I'm super down.
Cool. We'll do character creation afterwards.
Okay.
Now it's Face's turn, right?
Whose? Oh, Face. Yes.
Let's see. Yeah, face definitely goes next, and I forgot to write him in, so.
Yeah, I don't think using your stylus pen for your computer is going to work for writing.
Stylus must always have his stylus ready. So,
Okay, there are boxes around us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I read what is written on the boxes to know what's inside?
Oh, yes, sure, why not? So... okay, let me roll a random number. I have a generator here. Oop, that just threw it on top of other dice.
That should enhance its power, shouldn't it?
Not so much.
Isn't that how dice work?
It says produce.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Transatlantic produce.
You guys, on the map, you guys are technically at around...
Thoroughly shot in the junk.
Good.
Oddly enough, only did 2 stress.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't much there to begin with.
Hmm.
We'll learn something new every day.
Hmm.
Dr. Ox wasn't packing much.
Hmm.
Guess that's why there's no Mrs. Ox. What? Oh, is there? I don't know.
Couple.
A cup? Ew, overcompensating. See?
Yeah, Doc Ox is a kind of a tragic individual in Jules Verne's stories. He has many sad stories about his wives.
Hey, well, I don't think there'll be many more after this. okay, so we are at, let's see,
that was Margaret.
That was Margaret. I keep losing my place. Where the hell am I writing this? Maps we don't use. Okay, so that was Margaret. Now it goes to Ox. Ox.
Getting real close and saying, oh, you're so much better when you can't talk.
Oh.
And he licks the side of your face. He
doesn't. Ew.
He's a man of science. Of course he doesn't do that. He takes a swabber. okay, so that goes to Rose. There's some loud, obnoxious music being played as harpoons are being launched at the ship. And there's...
Just like that.
Thank you. So Ashrin is just going to look around and be like, I'll wait for that motorcycle to fucking leave real quick before I speak again. So Ashrin will look around and be like, so I think it's time for us to go. Are we grabbing all this stuff?
Kind
of dude, I think you can make thunder or lightning come out of his mouth and eyes.
Ew, gross.
Ew.
Oh, nice.
No, that's
I
awesome.
I am Voltron.
Awesome, but ew.